弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
有一位年轻有抱负但是孤单的孤独的年轻画家，他除了理想之外呢，他一无所有。
There was once a young painter. He had nothing but his dreams.
他为了这个理想呢，他决定离开家远行，他去到呢Kansas 呢摩森。
And he, to fulfill his dreams, he decided to leave his home, and he came to the state of Kansas.
起初呢，他来到一家报社，找到一份工作。他认为呢，那里有他需要的这样子的艺术环境。
And at first, he tried to get a job at a newspaper because he thought there was a sort of an artistic environment that he needed.
但是呢，主编看了他的作品之后呢，大摇其头，认为呢他的作品呢缺乏创意，决定呢不录用他。
But after seeing his work, the chief editor shook his head and felt that this person didn't have any creativity, so he did not hire him.
跟所有出门打天下的年轻人一样，他第一次呢尝到了失败的滋味。
So like all young people, he tasted failure for the first time.
后来他终于找到了一份工作，乃是呢替教堂做画画的活。
And finally he found a job, and that was to do some artwork for a church.
只是呢他的报酬很低，他也没有办法呢去租一个画室，只好呢用一间废弃的车库。
But his pay was so low that he was not able to rent a studio, so he just borrowed a abandoned garage.
他每天呢工作到深夜，他心里一直想着说呢，没有比这个再艰苦的了。
And every day he worked until very late at night, and he thought there was nothing more difficult than this.
尤其呢，烦人的是什么？每天呢关灯睡觉的时候的话呢，总是能够听到老鼠吱吱的叫声，然后呢在天花板上呢跑来跑去的。
And to make matters worse, whenever he was about to turn off the light to go to sleep, he can hear mice running on the ceiling and the noise that they made.
也许呢是太累了，他的头呢一沾上地板的话呢就呼呼大睡了。
But because he was so tired, whenever his head hit the floor, he would just fall asleep.
就这样子，一只老鼠跟一个贫穷的画家，他们能够和平共处，也使得呢这一间废弃的车库呢，充满了生机。
But just like this, a poor painter and a mouse, they were able to live in harmony, and this brought some life to this abandoned garage.
有一天呢，当这一位疲倦的画家呢在画板上，他抬起头来呢，他看到在那个昏暗的灯光下呢，有一对亮晶晶的小眼睛，就是那只一只小老鼠。
And one day this painter looked up from his work, and in the dim light he saw a tiny pair of eyes. That was the mouse.
如果是几年前的话呢，他会呢设计出种种的计谋呢，要去捕杀这只老鼠。
And if were a few years ago, he would have tried to come up with all kinds of methods to catch this mouse.
但是现在他不会了，因为呢，一只死老鼠难道会比活老鼠更有趣吗？
But now he wouldn't do that because a dead mouse would not be more interesting than a live one.
磨难已经使这一位具有大艺术家所具的这种已经具备了这种悲天悯人的情怀了。
So suffering has prepared this artist to have a kind heart.
他呢微笑的注视着这一只可爱的小精灵呢，可是呢，他一下子就跑掉了，像一个羞怯的小姑娘。
So he smiled and looked at this tiny creature, but the mouse ran away.
窗外风声呼啸，可是呢，听在他的耳朵里笑，好像天籁一般。
And the wind was howling outside the window, but to him, it was sort of like the sound of nature.
他感到自己呢并不孤单，好歹呢有一只老鼠呢跟他作伴。
He no longer felt lonely because there was this mouse keeping him company.
他还会再来的，带着这样子的信念呢，他继续埋头工作。
He thought the mouse will come back.And so he continued his work.
这只老鼠果然一次一次的出现了。
And surely this mouse came back time and again.
年轻画家呢，从来没有了伤害过这只老鼠，甚至呢，连吓唬它也都没有过。
But the painter never hurt this mouse, not so much as even to scare him.
小老鼠呢，就在这个地板上呢，做各样的动作呢，表演出精彩的杂技。
And so the mouse went about his own business, and he was kind of doing all sorts of tricks on the floor.
这位画家呢，他做唯一的观众，他呢给赏赐给这个老鼠呢一点点的一些些的面包屑作为奖赏。
So as the only audience, the painter gave the mouse a little bit of breadcrumb as a reward.
老鼠呢先是离得远远的。
At first, the mouse kept a distance.
他看见了画家呢没有要伤害他的意思呢，他就往前近一点点。
He realized this painter had no intention to hurt him, so he came closer.
最后这个小老鼠竟然大胆地爬上他的工作的这个画板上面，在上面呢也节奏地跳起舞来。
And finally, this mouse climbed onto his paint board and started to dance.
这个画家呢，他绝对不会赶他走的，而是呢，他默默地享受与他亲近的这种情谊。
But instead of shooing the mouse away, he sat there and enjoyed the show.
一段日子之后，他们呢互相信任，建立了友谊。
And after some time, they had built this sort of a mutual trust and then a friendship.
不久，年轻画家呢被介绍去到好莱坞去制作一部以动物为主的卡通片。
And sometime later, this painter was had left to Hollywood to work on a cartoon that with an animal theme.
这是呢，他好不容易呢得到了一次机缘的机会，他似乎呢看到他美梦的大门呢开了一道缝呢。
And this was a rare opportunity for the painter, and he thought the doors to his dreams is finally opening up.
不幸的是，他再一次失败了。
Unfortunately, he failed again.
我们你我也不是常也也不是常也不也是常常在这个试炼磨难当中吗？
And you and I aren't we like him? We are often faced with suffering and testing.
有些人呢有健康的问题，或者是季节性的过敏；有些人更可怜，是中年性的过敏。
Some people have health problems, maybe seasonal allergies or even year-round allergies.
有一些急发这个突然发生的疾病，也有呢是一个慢性病跟着你呢一辈子的。
Some people have some acute diseases, some have chronic illnesses that accompany you for your life.
有些人呢在经济不好，甚至于现在经济比较稳定的时候呢，工作呢还不一定能够稳得住。
And some people have problems with their job security.
有些人呢是忙得呢像做牛做马一样的。
And some people are so busy they feel like they're being worked like farm animals.
但是不缺从来不缺的是呢是家人的问题。
And then there are family problems.
父母亲呢整天唠里唠叨的。
Maybe nagging parents.
孩子呢，哎呀，这个是呢。好像看不到底线，他一直呢在叛逆当中。
Or rebellious children.
夫妻关系更不用说，不晓得哪一天就爆炸起来了。
And there are tension between the husband and the wife.
或者是呢，两个人的关系呢冰冷到呢，好像都是在冬天里头。
Or if the relationship may be so cold that it's like winter.
在试炼磨难当中，基督徒、基督门徒的反应也和世人一样吗？
So in the face of suffering, do Christians react the same way as the world?
因为什么是世人的反应？世人的反应是呢，他有埋怨，他有苦读，他有恼恨，他呢要跟其他的人隔离。
Because the way the world reacts to suffering is complain or hatred or separation from others.
甚至于他的言行举止呢，都表现出这样子的一个光景。
And their words and their actions reflect what's in their heart.
那既然你我是在基督里是新造的人，怎么样来过日子，怎么样的心态可以显出我们已经是脱离世界的捆绑呢？
But as new creations in Christ, how do we show our that we are no longer part of the world.
好不好？我们先一起来读雅各书第五章七到十一节，先用中文读一次，然后呢再用英文读一次。
So let us read the book of James chapter 5 verses 7 through 11 first in Chinese and then in English.
来，中文一起来，弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。直到得了秋雨春雨，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。 看啊，审判的主站在门前了。弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主说话的众先知当作能受苦能忍耐的榜样。那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局明显是主怜悯，大有慈悲。
Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy.
第七节，弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。
Verse 7 says, Be patient, brothers, until the Lord's coming.
到底呢，书信人他们遇到什么样的事情，以至于呢，作者雅各呢，勉励他们要忍耐。
So what sort of things have the recipients of the letter encountered that James was reminding them to be patient?
中文呢，没有把他的所以翻译出来，有所以就表示说呢，因为第一到第六节。
In the Chinese, doesn't translate the then or the therefore, but the cause is found in verses 1 through 6.
第一到第六节记载呢，有钱人他们怎么样子的贪婪厌乐，怎么样囤积财物，怎么样欺压穷人。
Verses 1 through 6, it talked about how the rich had lived in luxury and hoarded wealth and oppressed the poor.
这一类人的生活呢，正在累积神在审判日子的罪状。
And so they're accumulating counts against themselves in the judgment.
别忘了，我们也都是有钱人。
And don't forget, we are all rich.
但是呢，却可以在不同的价值观上面呢，活出这里所列的大纲来，来脱离世界的捆绑。
But under a different understanding that we can live out like what is described here in the outline.
那这些受欺压的弟兄姐妹怎么回应呢？
And so these brothers and sisters who were being oppressed, how did they respond?
第七节，所以弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。
It says, brothers, be patient then until the Lord's coming.
是指那从死里复活、升天坐在父神右边的耶稣基督再一次的降临。
And it talks about Christ who has resurrected.And it is now seated at the right hand of God. He will come again.
这跟五章五节是指同一件事情。你们在地上穷奢极侈，生活放纵，你们尽在屠宰的日子养肥自己。
It's like what verse 5 says. You have lived in a life of luxury, and you have fattened yourself for the day of the slaughter.
回到第七节，你们要忍耐，直到。主来。
And so verse 7 it says, Be patient until the Lord's coming.
这个介系词或者是前置词直到传递的两件事情。
So the word until conveys two ideas.
它是呢有一个目标的观念，就表示说呢直到什么出现。
So first of all, there is a goal until something happens.
这里呢也是有一个期限的观念，目标出现的就停止，就结束了。
And there is also this idea of this being a time-limited event. It will stop when this happens.
虽然说这一节里头没有写到盼望这两个字呢，但是呢，它却是一个盼望的含义在里头。
Even though the verse does not mention the word hope, it has that idea of hope.
换句话说呢，就是在等候的时候的话，做什么事情？操练忍耐，同时呢，期望。盼望主基督再来。
So as they wait, they're exercising patience and waiting for the Lord's coming.
那么在试炼磨难当中的基督门徒应当用怎么样的态度，是怎么样的态度来忍耐等候主来呢？
So as Christians waiting for the Lord's coming, how would they exercise their patience?
第七节下半段，看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。
To the second half of verse 7, it says, see how the farmer waits patiently for the spring and autumn rains.
农夫的工作是什么？
So what is the job of a farmer?
他的工作是要把田地整理好，他要翻土，他要把石头捡出来，然后呢，去除掉杂草。
So he would prepare the soil, remove the rocks and the weeds.
接着呢，他就撒种了。
And then he would sow the seeds.
然后呢？
And then?
忍耐等候。
Wait patiently.
等种子生根发芽成长开花。
Until the seeds start to grow and to bloom and to bear fruit.
等候的期间呢，是能够做的呢，是非常的少。大概呢，是只能祈求呢，在正确的时间下正确的雨量，
and so
下刚好的雨量。
The farmer can do while he waits is very limited, and perhaps just to hope that it will rain the right amount and at the right time.
不然的话呢，雨下太少，旱灾；下太多，水灾。
Too little rain, you get a drought. Too much rain, you have a flood.
就好像在西雅图北边土石流一样。我们看下一张图，水太多了。
Too much rain, you'll get mudslide like what happened north of Seattle.
在正确的时间下刚好的雨量，不是人能够控制的。
So to get the right amount of rain at the right time is not something that people can control.
在巴勒斯坦地，在那时候，巴勒斯坦地的农夫呢，他们是完全依靠上天的供应来过日子的。
And so, back in Palestine, the farmers had to depend completely upon the weather.
就好像《申命记》第十一章十四节说：“我必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷、新酒和油。”
So like what is written in Deuteronomy 11:14, it says, I will send rain in spring and in autumn so that you can harvest your crop, your new wine and oil.
我们大概很能够肯定的说呢，这一节经文呢，肯定是在雅各脑海中的一个图像。
And we can be fairly certain that this is the mental picture that James had in his mind.
如果你注意去看旧约圣经的话呢，旧约圣经里头有五次提到秋雨春雨。
And if you read the Old Testament, five times it was mentioned about the spring and autumn rain.
它的上下文呢都在讲什么？就是在确认神的信实。
And the context always talks about God's faithfulness.
就好像《申命记》十一章十四节，我们刚才读过的，我必按时降秋雨春雨。
And so, in like what we read in Deuteronomy 11:14, that I will send.Rain in autumn and in spring.
我们大概也可以肯定，这个书信的收件人呢，他们也可以连接这一节经文到雅各书五章七节。
And I'm sure the recipients of this letter can make the connection as well.
神的信实可以增强收信人的盼望，来忍耐等候主来。
So God's faithfulness can give hope to the recipients of this letter, so that they would patiently wait.For the Lord's return.
你有没有看到农夫忍耐等候什么？
So let's look again. What is the farmer patiently waiting for?
地里宝贵的出产，土产。
For the valuable crop.
农夫看重那出产，所以呢，愿意忍耐等候。
Because the crop is very valuable for the farmer, so he's willing to wait patiently.
那雅各书的收信人他们在忍耐等候什么呢？
And so, what about the recipients of this letter? What are they waiting for?
主来的时候，他必定要审判这些收信人的仇敌，并且呢，拯救在试炼磨难当中神的儿女。
So when the Lord returns, he will judge the oppressors, and he will rescue his children.
持续盼望，直到看见结果。
And so they will continue to hope until they see the result.
在这里头呢，背后呢还有另外一个含义，就是呢，雅各要阻止收信人呢，不要向欺压他们的人报复。
And there's another meaning behind this. James wants the readers of the letter To not take revenge.
就好像罗马书第十二章十九节，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
Like it's recorded in the book of Romans, do not take revenge, but leave room for God's wrath, because it is written, it's mine to avenge, it is mine to repay.
记不记得，知不知道那个揠苗助长的结果是什么？
You remember the farmer who tried to help the plants grow?
他拉一拉，结果呢？第二天就枯干了。
He went through the field and tried to pull the plants up, but the next day they all died.
有智慧的农夫不会这样子做的，因为呢，他知道呢，人是有限的。
And a wise farmer would never do this because he knows that people are limited.
要苗成长这样子的热情，这样子的盼望是不够的。
And so to help the plants grow by pulling on them, is not enough.
需要什么？需要呢？有依靠神的一个生活态度。
But rather, what it needs is an attitude of dependence on God.
依靠神降下秋雨、春雨。
To rely upon God to send the rains in the spring and in the autumn.
如果不把神算进来的话，如果我们不认定神他掌权，不认定神是信实，我们就没有盼望了。
And so if we don't live with the attitude that God is in control, we would not have hope.
没有盼望呢是这世上的人的光景，所以呢这世上的人呢他们得要说呢我自己去争取，我自己呢去伸冤。
And hopelessness is the way of the world. And so they want to take matters into their own hands to grab things.
你我你以为也是这样子受世界的捆绑吗？
And so are we under the same kind of bondage?
在这里呢，有一个很重要的认知哦，你叫自己或者是叫别人劝别人忍耐是没有用的。
But here is the thing: if you encourage yourself or others to be patient, it's useless.
是只有对神有盼望，对神有盼望的，才能够是有忍耐的一个动机和动力。
But rather, the motivation for hope is this dependence on God.
对神有盼望呢，才能够脱离这世界的捆绑。
Only when you have hope in God can you be free of the bondage.
在试炼磨难当中，我们怎么过日子呢？
And so how do we go about our life in the face of suffering?
忍耐等候，把神给算进来，持续盼望，直到看到结果。
To be patient, to have hope, to include God until we see the results.
就第八节继续说，你们也当忍耐。作者呢要收信人，效法农夫，忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
So in verse 8 it says, "You too be patient." So James wants the readers of the letter to do what the farmers do, to be patient.
虽然事件是不一样的事件，但是呢，面对的态度是一样的，忍耐。
And even though it's talking about different matters, the attitude is the same. Be patient.
同时呢，作者呢在这里加了一个劝勉，就是呢，坚固你们的心。
And further, James encouraged them to strengthen their heart.
这个是中文的翻译呢，是刚刚好是希腊文的字面意思。那坚固你的美门的心是什么意思呢？
And this is the same as in the original Greek. But what does it mean to strengthen your heart?
心脏呢要多打一打，或者是心脏要多运动一下，要坚固我们的心。
Your heart, or to exercise more, so you can strengthen your heart.
动词坚固也出现在路加福音第二十二章三十二节。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失掉信心。你回头以后，这是指彼得要坚固你的弟兄。
And this was talked about in the Gospel of Luke. For Peter, that it says, "I have prayed for you so that your faith would not fail, and when you have turned back, you can strengthen your brothers."
坚固你们的心就是坚固你的信心。
And so, to strengthen your heart is to strengthen your faith.
回到五章八节，雅各在劝勉，在试炼磨难当中，信心要坚固。
And so here again in verse 8, James encourages the readers to strengthen their hearts to have a firm faith.
为什么?
Why?
因为呢, 在等候主再来的时候的话呢, 我们会经历到抵挡罪的挣扎, 还有我们会面对, 我们会面对处理这些困境, 还有诱惑的这些纠结。
Because as we wait, there are times of struggle and there are times of temptation.
为什么可以做如此的劝勉呢?
So why can James encourage the readers in this manner?
因为主来的日子近啊。Because
the Lord's coming is near.
你看第七节跟第八节是不有不同的地方。
So there's some slight differences between verse 7 and 8.
第七节呢,它是呢,催促呢,要忍耐,因为呢,有一个事实在那里,主一定来。
Verse 7 encourages the reader to be patient because based on a fact that the Lord will return.
第八节呢,它劝勉忍耐呢,还有要坚固信心呢,是因为呢,在于说呢,主来近了。
And in verse 8 it says, strengthen your heart because the Lord's coming is near.
近的我们在直觉上的反应呢，会认为说呢，时间的靠近。
So, you know, this idea of time being near is what's talked about here.
四章啊，四月二十号是复活节，复活节近了，但是呢，那是以后才会发生的。
So you say like Easter is April 20th, it's near, but there's this idea that it hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen in the future.
因为呢，它不是现在要发生，是以后才发生，所以呢，我们觉得说呢，那跟我现在的关系不大，对我现在的生活影响呢，没什么影响。And
we would might think that it has no direct impact on our life because it hasn't happened yet.
但是近了，这个动词也可以是距离的远近。But
this word near can also describe distance.
就好像四章八节说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Like it's written in 4:8, come near God and he will come near you.
主来近了,他就在门口了。
The Lord's coming is near. Look, he's standing at the door.
他随时一推开门就进来了。So
anytime he can open the door and come in.
那当然主来跟主来近了并不是一个单独的事件。
But this idea of Lord's coming or coming being near is not an independent event.
因为呢，是先有他基督，他道成肉身，为童贞女玛利亚所生，来到这世上。Because
at first there was the Word that became flesh.
然后呢，耶稣呢，以有罪的代替无罪的，以无罪的代替有罪的，他来承担罪的刑罚，被钉死在十字架上。
And Jesus, who is sinless, replaced the sinful.
那耶稣的顺服呢，也满足了父神对公义的要求，因此呢，父神喜悦了耶稣。
And his actions fulfill God's requirement for justification.
父神叫耶稣从死里复活，完成了救赎的工作。
So God caused him to rise from the dead, and the salvation is complete.
马太福音第28章18节也提到说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给耶稣了。So
in Matthew 28:18, it says, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus.
耶稣升天坐在父神宝座的右手边。So
he was raised to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God.
接下来，耶稣在荣耀中来到世上，因为呢，他在这地上成就了这个救赎的工作。So
he came in glory to the world so that he can accomplish what he is to accomplish.
主来近了，就在门口了，随时就会进来的。The
coming is near. He is standing at the door, and he would come in anytime.
因此呢，回到五章八节。因此呢，我们这些信耶稣的，我们在试炼磨难当中呢，我们可以信得过神。And
so again, for us, in the face of suffering, we can trust in God.
我们可以忍耐等候，因为神呢，基督呢，他必定审判，他必定拯救。And
we can have hope because he will judge and he will give us hope.
我们呢，在试炼磨难当中的话，我们可以信心坚固，来抵挡罪，来抵挡诱惑。And
so our faith can be strengthened so that we can overcome temptation and struggles.
我想我跟大家一样，我们遇到困难的时候的话呢，我们都想呢，神呢，你马上给我一个答案。
And so I like most of us here, when I face difficulties, I want God to give me an answer right away.
过去几个月做父母的，你做孩子的，他们就总叫我要上哪一个大学，我要入哪一个科系呀？
And a lot of you have been wondering, well, which college should I go to, or what should I major in?
你调工作的，盼望说呢，哎呀，明天就给我一个工作了。
And if you lost your job, you would really very much like to have another job tomorrow.
生病的，想说我明天我就可以起来了。
Or if you become ill, you want to get well the next day.
有纠结的，希望说呢，这个能够赶快解决，能够过去了。
Or if you get into arguments or fights, you wanted to go away immediately.
这些受有钱人欺压的收信人，他们呢也希望呢，也想呢，神呢，你马上解决这个事情。
So those who have been oppressed by the rich, they very much want God to solve their problem right away.
雅各他是怎么回答？
And how does James respond to this?
你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
But you too be patient because the Lord's coming is near.
你当人不愿意放下自己的主见而心怀不平的时候，我们就跟世人一样被世界捆绑。
Because if you hold on to your problems and you're not willing to put it down, you're not different from the world.
你如果心里呢不放下来，你在琢磨我怎么样去报复的话呢，你就跟世人一样受到世界的捆绑。
And if you think about how to take revenge, and you really are under the same bondage as the world.
你呢心里想说我要有行动，我要有动作，你生气了或是动手动口了，跟世人一样也是受到世界的捆绑。
So if you get angry and you want to take matters into your own hands, you're really no different from the world.
什么时候我们放下，我们看到自己呢已经在恩典当中已经得到神的拯救了，我们就脱离世界的捆绑。
And the moment that we see that we have already been rescued because we're in God's grace, then we are free from the bondage.
在试炼磨难当中我们怎么过日子？
So how do we go about living in the face of suffering?
忍耐等候，把神给算进来，确信神的拯救已经临到了。
To be patient, to wait upon the Lord, and to know that His salvation is already accomplished.
是不是在忍耐等候的时候，我们就没有事情可以做了？
So do we just kind of do nothing as we wait?
事实上不是的，反而是呢，在忍耐等候的时候的话呢，基督门徒容易做怎么样的事情，容易犯什么样的错？
But it's not really like that. But as we wait, there's this tendency for us to make some mistakes.
第九节，弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看啊，审判的主站在门前了。
So verse 9 says, don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door.
受到贫穷的压力，受到有钱势力的破坏，这些收信人呢，他们彼此埋怨。
Because the readers of this letter, they were oppressed by the rich, and so they had a tendency to grumble against each other.
雅各书从一开始就一直在对付一件事情，犯罪的舌头，还有呢恶毒的话语。
And in the beginning of this book of James, it started talking about the tongue and how the tongue can cause us to sin.
就好像一章二十六节，若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
Like in chapter 1, it says, if a person claims to be religious, but does not hold a tight rein on his tongue, his religion is worthless.
所以人的舌头，人的话语呢，就反映出人的属灵光景是如何。
So our tongue, our words reflect what's inside of us.
为什么五章九节劝诫不要彼此埋怨呢？
And so why does James encourage them to not grumble against each other in verse 9?
免得受审判。
So that they would not be judged.
前面呢劝勉收信人要忍耐。
He encouraged them to be patient.
因为呢主耶稣来的时候呢就会审判那些作恶的有钱人，来拯救这些呢受害的贫穷人。
Because when Jesus comes again, he will judge those who were rich.
但即使是受害的贫穷人也当谨慎，为什么？
But those being oppressed, they also need to be careful. Because
免得受审判，自己的心思意念，自己的言行举止也一样要向神交账的。
Because they too need to give an account to God.
我们常常拿尺来量别人，但是呢，也忘了这个手中的尺呢，事实上也在量自己。
But we often take a ruler to measure others, but we forget that it's also measuring ourselves.
在磨难试炼当中，我们以为说呢，我们是受害者，所以呢，我们可以做什么，我们可以说任何我们想要说的话，这是错误的。
And in the face of suffering, we often think that because we are the victims, we can do whatever, say whatever we want.
那是不是这件事情要马上停止呢？为什么是这么急迫呢？
And so what's the urgency? What is this need to stop right away?
看啊，审判的主站在门前了。
The urgency lies in the fact that the judge is standing at the door.
这跟五章八节主来的日子近的是相同的，是指距离的近。
And it's the same thing as saying the Lord's coming is near. It's the in terms of distance.
一下子他推开门就进来审判了。
So at any moment he can open the door and come in and judge.
在受压力的时候，在困难的时候，多少时候我们埋怨呢？
And when we are under difficulty and suffering, how often do we complain?
我们可能在家里头埋怨，我们忘记掉说呢，我们的孩子也在听，他们不一定会说话，但是呢，他们可以感受到父母的不满。
When we complain at home, sometimes we forget that the children are listening and they can feel the parents' dissatisfaction.
我们可能会觉得说，哎，我们是好朋友，我们彼此埋怨，或者是在教会弟兄姐妹彼此埋怨。但是呢，我们没想到说呢，我们就把人呢拉到那个负面的情绪里头。
Or sometimes we think we're good friends, so we can complain to one another. But in doing so, we pull other people down into sort of a negative attitude.
我也曾经埋怨过。
And I've complained myself.
这个红斑性狼疮是属于那些年轻的妇人才会得的免疫系疾病。
This lupus disease often happens to younger women.
但是呢 ，Jenny 的话已经过五十岁了，还在得这个病。
But for Jenny, she's over 50 years old, but unfortunately she contracted this disease.
冬天很难受。
And winter is unbearable.
因为呢，他冬天呢几乎没有什么力气，没有什么朝气，整天的话好像是在冬眠一样。
Throughout winter, she doesn't have a lot of strength. It's sort of like she's hibernating.
而且呢，他每天的话都要有这个水壶，还有呢这个人工泪水呢是随身携带的。
And she needs to bring a kettle with water and sort of artificial tears to put in.
如果呢，我掉在埋怨当中的话，我掉在埋怨当中，我就受世界的捆绑。
But if I fall into the pit of complaint, and then I'm under the bondage of the world.
除非我悔改，我认罪悔改，不然的话呢，我一样的要跟神交账的。
Unless I repent and change my actions, I too need to give an account to God.
你有没有想到说呢，这埋怨是一个怎么样的心态？
Have you ever wonder what it's like to have a complaining heart?
我们很早去想到说它背后的意义是什么。
Perhaps we don't think about the meaning behind it.
事实上，埋怨的话呢，在潜意识底下呢，我们不满意神的旨意，我们不满意神的安排。
So the what's behind our complaint and it in the subconscious it shows that we are not satisfied with God's arrangement.
很清楚的，旧约以色列人他们在旷野埋怨摩西，事实上呢，他们是在埋怨神。
And so when the Israelites grumbled against Moses, in fact they were grumbling against God.
本质上呢，就是信不过神。
And they did not believe that God can provide.
那一种信不过神的属灵光景呢，也表现在信不过神的言行举止当中。
And so that kind of spiritual attitude reflected in their actions.
当然，不是所有人都知道你我的埋怨，但是呢，神会不知道吗？
Perhaps not everyone knows about our complaints, but God knows.
那么在试炼磨难当中怎么过日子呢？
And so again, how do we go about living in the face of suffering?
忍耐、等候、 把神给算进来，检验检验自己的灵性跟自己的行为。
To be patient, to weigh upon the Lord, to include the Lord, and to examine our own spiritual life.
那在试炼磨难当中的话呢，我们是不是认为说，哎呀，我是世上最苦的，只有我一个人在走这条路，只有我一个人在经历，没有人晓得。
And do we often feel lonely because we feel like we're the only person suffering and no one else knows?
事实上是有同路人的。第十节，弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。
We're here in verse 10. James encourages the brothers to take as examples the prophets. As examples of suffering.
这里头没有提到是哪一些先知，但是呢，这些先知他们受到两方面的逼迫。
Here it doesn't really talk specifically about which prophets, but they were oppressed from two sides.
一个呢是以色列王，或者是呢外邦的君王；另一个呢是自己的以色列民同胞。
From one side is the kings of Israel or the Gentile kings, and on the other hand is the people of Israel.
雅各呢，他特别强调说呢，奉主名说话的，表示呢这些先知的话呢，他们是宣讲神的话语。
So here, James emphasized that the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. So here, it's clear that they were following God's will.
但是呢，他们却被人家呢排斥，被人家反对，被人家拒绝。
Yet they were rejected by people.
同时呢，这些先知呢，他们也指出不公义的地方。他们呢也不公义的被对待。
And when the prophets pointed out injustice, they were treated unjustly.
雅各不是要收信人每一个人都去当先知，而是说呢奉主名说，而是呢把奉主名说话的众先知呢当作榜样。
Here James doesn't want everyone to become a prophet, but rather to take examples.Take the prophets as examples of suffering.
衍生一下的话呢，就表示说呢，照神的心意过日子的话呢，必定受苦。
And in other words, if you live your life according to God's will, you will suffer.
诶，那是不是我不照神的心意过日子，我就不受苦了？
And so is it that if I don't live according to God's will, I will not suffer?
受更多的苦。
No, you will suffer even more.
至少为主受苦的话呢，我们是有盼望的。
Because if we suffer for the Lord, we have hope.
如果我们正确的角度、正确的态度去读旧约的话呢，我们可以看到先知的受苦、先知的忍耐是可以给我们鼓励、可以给我们勇气的。
And so if we read the Old Testament carefully, that the suffering of the prophets should encourage us to give us courage.
你我也愿意跟随先知的脚踪吗？
And so are we willing to follow the footsteps of the prophets?
我们愿意为主受苦的话，也表示说呢，我们愿意保持我们的这个正直、完整的属灵生活，还有这些灵性生活。
And to be willing to suffer for God, also means that we need to keep our upright spiritual life.
我们愿意过一个圣洁的生活呢，来等候神伸冤，等候神拯救。
To live a holy life, to wait upon God to rescue us.
我们呢也愿意呢指出不公义，指出那邪恶的事情。
And we're willing to point out the unjust injustice in the world.
在试炼磨难中怎么过日子？
So how do we live in the face of suffering?
忍耐等候，把神给算进来。我们去回忆思想那些前人的信心榜样。
To be patient, to endure, and to think about the examples set before us.
那些奉主名说话的众先知，他们的结局如何呢？
So what happened to the prophets that spoke in the name of the Lord?
第十一节开头先讲说，那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。
In verse 11 it says, we consider those who have persevered to be blessed.
在开头一章十二节已经说了，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
And in the beginning of the chapter, James mentioned that those who have endured suffering will receive the crown of life because they're blessed.
对雅各而言，忍耐或者是忍受 中文跟英文是不同的字，它的意思呢是一样的，是可以互相互换使用的。
And so to this idea of being patient and to persevere, even though they're the different words, they can be interchanged.
是有福的，是有福的。对相信神、明白圣经真理的而言，这句话就够了。
And so if you understand God's word to be blessed, that's sufficient.
雅各再加一个例子来做一步进一步的解释，第十一节接着说，你们听见过约伯的忍耐。
And further, James here mentions Job. You have heard of Job's perseverance.
如果你真正看过约伯记的话，你会发现呢，很难把约伯呢当作在苦难中忠实忍耐的一个榜样。
But if you have read the book of Job, perhaps it's difficult to take him as an example of being patient.
因为呢，约伯呢，他是常常是自以为自以为意，他坚持呢，神要给他受到不公义呢，给他一个说法。
Because Job didn't think he did anything wrong, and in fact he demanded that God gave him an explanation for the injustice that he faced.
老实说，对神的处置的话呢，约伯呢他有不少苦读的抱怨。
And certainly, Job complained a lot to God.
但是特殊的地方在哪里？约伯他从来没有放弃对神的盼望。
But Job never gave up his hope in God.
整本书看到是他紧紧抓住神不放，这是约伯的忍耐。
He hang on to God and he did not let go.
约伯他不知道天上发生的事什么事情，但是呢，他真诚的要跟神对话。
So, you know, he didn't know what happened in the heavenly realms, but he carried on this conversation with God.
他这样子前后一致，他这样子的正直是一个。不是一个心怀恶意的人，这是约伯的忍耐。
And he was consistent throughout, and so this is Job's perseverance.
神向他显现之后，约伯自己怎么说
？And so after God revealed himself to Job, what did Job say?
42:5-6, 我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在灰尘和炉灰中懊悔。
So Job said in chapter 42 that I had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. And therefore I despise myself and I repent in ashes and in dust.
在苦难当中，约伯认识到神的主权跟神的良善。
And so in his suffering, Job learned of God's authority and his kindness.
这样子对神的认识真正安慰了约伯，因为他知道在神的手中是稳妥的。
And this understanding comforted him because he knew that he is safe in the hands of God.
回到5:11，也知道主给他的结局什么样的结局。
And so back in verse 11 says, "You have seen what the Lord finally brought about."
神归还，神加倍。给约伯他所拥有的。
God gave Job twice of what he lost.
这样子的赏赐来自于神的赏赐，也安慰了这雅各书的收信人。
And so this story would also comfort the readers of this letter.
所以到底雅各要告诉我们什么呢
？So what is James really trying to tell us?
他告诉我们在试炼磨难当中是可以忍耐的，因为呢，我们眼前所看到的不是这个世界的结局。
And so he wants us to be patient because what we see is not the end.
不要误会说以为呢，神会用物质来赏赐我们，就如同呢，在旧约神用物质来赏赐约伯一样。
Or to have the misunderstanding that God will reward us in material things like he did with Job.
而是说呢，在耶稣基督在荣耀中来的时候呢，他要改变你我的光景，他要奖赏你我的忍耐。
But rather that when Christ comes in his glory, he will reward us for our endurance.
为什么？
Why?
第十一节最后，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Here and at the end of verse 11 says, "The Lord is full of compassion and mercy."
这是圣经所启示的神，只有神才是那真正的安慰者。
And so this is the God revealed by the Bible, and only He is the true comforter.
在试炼磨难当中，千万千万不要到耶稣基督之外去找安慰。
And so in the face of suffering, do not seek for comfort outside of Jesus Christ.
那么在试炼苦难当中怎么过日子呢？
And so again, how do we live our lives?
忍耐等候，把神给算进来，只有呢，因为只有神呢才是真正的安慰者。
To be patient, to wait upon the Lord, because only God is the true comforter.
那我们应该怎么样来回应今天的信息呢？
How then shall we respond?
我们都听过这句话，苦难是神化妆的祝福。
We've heard that suffering is God's blessing in disguise.
记不记得刚开始讲的那位失败的年轻画家？
Remember that young painter that I mentioned earlier in the sermon?
他怀疑自己的天赋，他认为呢自己呢真的是一文不值。
So he doubted his own abilities and he thought he was worthless.
在多少的夜晚里头呢，他睡不着觉，他呢在黑暗当中呢苦苦思索。
And so many sleepless nights, he was looking for it in the darkness.
就在他潦倒不堪的某一个夜晚里头。
And so when he was about to hit rock bottom,
他突然想到在 Kansas 车库里头那只爬到他画板上的在上头跳舞的老鼠。
He remembered that little mouse that climbed onto his drawing board and danced.
灵感呢就在黑夜里呢闪出一道闪亮的光芒。
So inspiration gave light in darkness.
他迅速地爬起来，他打开灯，架起他的这个画架。
So he got up, turned on the light and put some paper on.
三笔两笔呢就画出一只老鼠的轮廓。
And quickly he had this outline of a mouse.
历史上最伟大的动物卡通形象米老鼠就这样子不经意的产生了。
And so the most famous mouse in history, Mickey Mouse, was born.
谁能够想象曾经在那一间充满汽油味的车库里人生活的那一只小老鼠竟然呢是世界上最负盛名卡通形象的原型。
So who would have thought this little mouse living in this gasoline field abandoned garagehas become the most famous mouse in history.
Walt Disney 后来评论那间充满汽油味的车库说呢，至少那个车库呢值$100,000。
So Walt Disney later on described this old abandoned garage. He said it's worth at least $1,000,000.
其实里头什么都没有，只有一只老鼠。
But there was nothing in there but this little mouse.
这是上帝给他的。
But this is what God had given him.
苦难是神化妆的祝福。
Suffering is God's blessing in disguise.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
是的，父神，我们知道自己的光景，知道自己在苦难当中，但是你提醒我们，你圣灵引导我们，当我们抬起头来的时候，看到你在耶稣基督里头为我们所设立的盼望，就叫我们能够忍耐等候，知道说主来近了，主你就来了，我们可以安心在你面前。谢谢你，祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。